making art that inspires people and brings smiles to everyone's faces and aloha to their hearts. That's the mission of our next guest, Heather Brown. She hails from the North Shore of Oahu and has her unique style of art reflecting life and her love of surfing and all things Hawaiiana. It's on display in various galleries worldwide. She's worked with locals and also nonprofits to spread her art and her aloha far and wide. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
You grew up in a family of artists in California, and you found your way to the University of Hawaii. Tell us about what inspires you when you look around your environment to create such beautiful artistic pieces.
Oh, well, I love nature. I love Hawaii. I feel like every day there's constant inspiration around me. I mean, I get stopped in my tracks sometimes seeing a rainbow or sometimes just seeing the ocean. Like, it's just mesmerizing to me, and It's endless in how it gives me inspiration. I'm so in love with it. I'm so in love with Hawaii and everything around. It's just amazing beauty here.
Now, you're known in particular as being the godmother of modern surf art by the LA Times. How did that come about?
Oh, they did an article about me a few years back and coined that term, and it's kind of stuck ever since. So I was very flattered that they would say that. And
part of the art that you do is actually on surfboards.
Oh, I have done some art on surfboards, and I've actually worked with Two Crows surfboards, and we did a signature board a few years back, and yeah.
And now you've broken into the clothing line. It looks like you're also designing for Rip Curl.
Oh yeah, I've worked with Rip Curl many years, and making art for clothing, bikinis, and tote bags, and yeah.
So when you go outside and you just look around in your backyard, how is it that you come up with the ideas to create the different inspirational pieces that you do?
I guess I just kind of try to break things down into the simplest forms and take out things that I don't want to see, like maybe take out cars or buildings and things like that, and just make it all about the true nature and the shapes of the plants, the colors, the, you know, just capturing that essence. Like when you're in nature and you see it, like what is it that strikes you, and trying to get that magical feeling you get when you see it and try to get that on canvas.
Now, is canvas the only medium that you're working with?
I mostly work on canvas. Sometimes I work on wood and paper, but canvas definitely is my first choice. Yeah.
Now, where do you see your art career going in the next few years?
I just keep seeing doing what I'm doing. I love painting every day. I love making people happy with my art, and there's nothing really much I want to change. Like, I feel like I have the ideal life, like doing what I love, and I don't see much change in the future. Just making more art and expanding my palette.
And one of the things that I know that both you and your husband focus on is really trying to give back to the community.
Oh, definitely. That's very important to us, especially for causes that we feel important. You know, conservation, protecting the oceans and animals. That's a big thing for me. It's really important that we feel that we give back. And
how are you able to do so?
Too.
Sure, absolutely. How is it you're able to bring awareness? What is it that you can do to help with your art? Is it donating some of your pieces? Is it participating?
I have donated actual pieces of art. I've donated proceeds from sales of art. For example, we did some iPhone cases, and a percentage of every iPhone case went to a charity of our choice, and we change them up. There's like we do Surfrider, or Kukua Foundation, Hawaii Humane Society, among many others, and that way we can share among many different groups, and also just with social media, you know, creating awareness for it, bringing attention to topics that maybe not everybody knows about, and making them aware of it. And so another thing is that the use of reusable bags and coffee mugs so people don't use the single-use plastic. Just any way we can, we figure ways to use art to create awareness and to help support these causes.
Well, and also to be sustainable.
Yes, definitely.
Did you find it's hard to be able to continue to come up with new ideas or new concepts or a new different artistic area that you're pursuing? Is it hard when you've been in the medium so long that you've probably done a lot of oceanscapes and landscapes and flowers? And how do you find new topics of interest?
Well, I never have a problem with sitting in front of a white canvas and like, what do I paint? I feel like I can always do a combination of what I love and just do it in different perspectives and different times of day. Or, you know, you can be on the beach, but you can be in the water. You can be standing on the cliff looking down at it. You can be in the sand. There's so many different ways to see the beauty of Hawaii, and I feel like I never have a problem trying to capture that and paint it. And well, I do sometimes, you know, get the itch to paint something completely different. You know, like I've done city scenes before and different kinds of animals, and it's really it's a fun challenge to paint something new that I haven't done before. But as far as what I paint on a regular basis, no, I could do it all day long, like for years and years and years. I feel like I'm never tapped out.
Well, and that's pretty incredible. A lot of people feel like they had a creative block if they see a white canvas, but it sounds like that just inspires you to get even more creative about some of the different vantage points of the islands that you've been able to experience firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Even sometimes working on a painting, sometimes if I work too long on it, I get anxious. I'm like, I'm ready to start on a new one. Like, I get ideas in my head as I'm working on painting. So, luckily I never have to worry about running out of ideas.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, you know, my favorites change by the day, it seems. Like, one week it might be a particular piece, and then I do a new one, and I'm like, oh, no, this is my favorite now. So I love them all. And I don't get too attached to them because I'm always happy with where this painting is going to go into somebody's home and make them happy. So, and I always know, like, well, I could always paint another one.
Well, and that's a unique way to spread aloha everywhere. Yeah. Across the islands and beyond.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate that I'm able to do that.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that with us today. Heather Brown has been called the godmother of modern surf art by the LA Times. Her art can be seen in galleries and private collections worldwide. You can learn more about Heather and see pictures of her art at our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.